Hello, yes, it's Francesca Ines Law. How can I help?
Is this INS Law?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, I got an email off of you this morning. I've got, I think it's a case with you for the Scottish redress thing.
Yeah, what was your name?
It's Derek Wallace. My reference number is 101090.
Perfect, thank you. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me, please?
It's 13th of the 5th, 1972, and it's BT238JW.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so we received communication from Redress yesterday. They've acknowledged your application and they've sent an application number to us. So it's just an email to let you know that we'll be reviewing your file and then it'll be moved over to the evidence team shortly.
Yeah, no, I was just out of curiosity. I was just wondering what happens sort of now, like what's
Yep.
the do you get back in touch with me for a statement or something?
Yeah, so is what we'll do now. So once we've just quickly reviewed your file, then we'll send it over to the evidence team and they'll work to gather all of your records. They'll contact all the local institutions and relevant councils and things like that. And then once we've got done enough evidence for your file, we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with you. And
Oh,
so
right, yes.
we'll do that when you're ready. So it'll be about an hour phone call just to cover everything. There's quite a few more questions compared to the first call we had.
Yes.
And then once we've written that down, we'll get that sent over to you for you to sign. And then that's when the full application gets submitted to Redress. And then we'll be given the panel date.
All
So
right.
as soon as we hear anything back from any of the council's institutions, we'll update you as much as possible. But if you wanted an update at any point, you can always just give us a call. But you should sometime next week get an email from the evidence team to let you know that they've started working on your case, okay?
All right, no, that's
Yeah.
okay. I was just curious because I didn't realize. Well, it's a few other things have come back in my memory, sort of thing.
Yeah.
The stuff that went on in the homes and stuff.
Yeah.
And
So
I just.
in regards to that, so with the witness statement, so sometimes it's helpful. So a lot of clients, if they write down notes, so when it comes to the statement, then they make sure they cover everything and you don't have to try and think of it all on the day. So if
Yeah,
you
the
just
lads, what I've
make
been doing, I've been
yeah.
writing things down, so I've just, like I say, just things have, come back to my memory, and just other things, I've been thinking about,
Yeah.
my education and things had suffered because of, what had went on in homes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
As I say, I've been writing it down, and I wasn't sure whether he's come back to me for another witness statement or whatever, and how
yeah.
things looked,
Don't worry about anything being missed out. So as long as you write it down, and then when it comes to the witness statement, then that'll be the full thing then. So anything you remember, anything you feel like was missed out, then you can add in that to that one.
Right,
That's
that's
fine.
okay. That's no problem, man. That's
Yeah,
okay.
no problem. No
All
problem.
right.
Thank you very much.
That's all it
Take
was.
care.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.